也是如此的甘美。这里讲到说膏油啊跟香料都是大家所喜悦的。
Here it says perfume and incense brings joy to the heart.
所以从古时候一直到现在啊大家都很喜欢那个香料。
So from the old times until today, people like to use incense.
所以现在也有很多的香水啦各样香料都专柜啊在啊市场里面。
And we can also see in the market today there are a lot of perfume to be sold.
啊，不只是妇人喜欢，有些也有男人都专用的一些香品、一些化妆品。
There are not only perfumes for women, there are also colognes for men.
啊，现在甚至有很多是给小孩子的。
And there are also perfumes for children.
因为这个不论是大人或小孩，大家都是很喜欢这些膏油啦、香料啦。
Because not only adults but children also like perfume and incense.
所罗门非常强盛的时候啊，很多国家啊都进贡很多的礼物给他。
When Solomon's kingdom was strong, a lot of countries gave him presents.
他从世界各地啊得到很多的珍宝。
And he received a lot of treasures from all different nations.
啊，其中一项就是香料很多。
And one of them is the incense.
啊，示巴女王来朝见所罗门的时候、啊。也带来很多的礼品，也带来了很多很多的香料。
When Queen Sheba came to visit King Solomon, she brought a lot of perfume and incense.
但以理为王解梦。
When Daniel resolved the dream of the king,
啊，王就大大的赏赐他，给他很多的香品。
The king also rewarded him with a lot of perfume and incense.
以斯帖要进去见王的时候啊。
When Esther was about to see the king,
说要用香料啊，洁净身体一年的时间，十二个月。
She was supposed to cleanse herself for about 1 year with perfume and incense.
啊，然后进去见王啊，王很喜悦，那就封她为王后。
And when she went to see she was pleasing in the eyes of king, and she became the queen.
所以这个香品呐、啊，香气都是人人所喜欢的。
And therefore, perfume and incense bring joy to the heart.
那不只是人喜欢啊，神也喜欢。
Not only man likes them, God also delights in them.
圣经里面说啊，挪亚的当时代的洪水以后
，The Bible tells us that after the great flood,
他就把洁净的动物啊当作燔祭献给神。
Noah offered living sacrifices of animals.
那结果神闻到那个香气啊，神就发誓说，我不再用洪水把人灭掉了。
And when God smelled the incense of the sacrifice, he was pleased and he decided not to destroy men with flood ever.
啊，虽然人从小心里就怀着恶念。
Even though men were evil in their hearts.
啊，但是神还让这个大地啊照常运作。
However, God still blessed the earth.
神发誓说不再像刚刚所行的不再用洪水来灭这个世界了
He promised not to destroy the earth with flood again
啊，并且后来又跟挪亚立了一个啊约定啊给他很多的福气
And he also set a covenant with Noah and blessed him greatly
古时候在圣殿里面呢 啊常常要献祭
In the Old Testament they often have to offer sacrifices in the temple
啊，那个祭物啊有一定的献华所以烧上去以后啊很香
And the way they burn the offerings brings out a smelling fragrance
啊，还有一种香啊是特别铸造的有一定的材料
And there's also a special kind of incense
啊，只有供神来闻啊别人是不能够闻的
That is specially made for God only
啊，祭司啦啊，会有各样的圣器，也要用特制的膏油啊，啊来膏过。
And all the priests have to anoint the vessels with a special kind of oil.
所以我们知道说啊，不只是人喜欢这个香气，神也是非常喜欢的。
Therefore, we know that not only man likes perfume, but God also delights in them.
创世纪的27章里面记载一个故事。
In Genesis chapter 27, it tells us about a story.
以撒年纪大的时候啊
When Isaac was old
他呢要跟他的儿子束缚
He was supposed to give blessings to his son
结果利百加听到了以后就告诉小儿子雅各
And when Rebecca heard about this she told his younger son
他去把羊羔抓来把他杀掉
To slaughter a lamb
他把羊皮啊绑在这个雅各的手上
and to cover himself with the skin of the lamb.
然后带着羔羊肉啊啊进去见以撒。
And to cook the lamb and bring the meal to Isaac.
一开始以撒说啊，听起来声音像雅各啊，但是摸一摸他的身体啊，啊像以扫。
At first, Isaac said the voice sounded like Jacob, but when he touched him, he was like Esau.
啊，后来啊，以撒说因为闻到那个衣服上的香气。
However, because Isaac smelled the sweet fragrance of the clothing.
因为雅各是小儿子啊，所以他穿上了那个哥哥长子的衣服。
Because Jacob was wearing the clothing of his brother Esau.
啊，对，因为他闻到这个香气啊，所以就给雅各祝福了。
And because Isaac smelled the fragrance, therefore he blessed.
啊，当然这里面也有一些意表哈，要。小儿子要得到长子名分啊，要杀羔羊啊，啊，要披戴这个羊皮啊。
Of course, there are some prefigurations in this story. That is, that Jacob have to put on the skin.
要穿上长子的衣服啊。
Have to put on the clothing of the firstborn.
还要发出香气来。
And have to give out fragrance.
他才能够得到这个长子的福分。
So that he can receive the blessings of the firstborn.
那这个是一些属灵上的一些教训呢。
And this is some spiritual teachings.
我让我们知道说啊，这个香气很重要。
And therefore, fragrance is very important.
那我们一个基督徒啊，也要常常有基督的馨香之气。
Therefore, as a Christian, we have to give out the fragrance of Christ.
我们看哥林多后书的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
说感谢神啊，常常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因为认识基督而有的香气。十五节。
15.
因为我们在神的面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。十六节。
16.
说在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这种事谁能够当得起呢？那保罗讲到说啊，我们都有基督馨香之气。
Here Paul tells us that we have the aroma of Christ.
啊，这个香气啊。可以叫人死，也可以叫人得生命。
And this fragrance can bring life and death to men.
他说：“我们怎么能够担当得起呀、啊、
？”So how can we bear this responsibility?
我看了一些资料啊，说保罗这样写有当时的一些历史背景。
And after reading some resources, I realized that Paul had his reasons.
因为罗马将军啊，他们出去打仗。
Because when the Roman Empire went out for battle.
如果打胜利了以后啊。百姓就夹道欢呼。
If they won the victory, all the people will sing on the street.
啊，所以他们就献了很多的花啊，献了很多的礼物给这些啊打胜战的这些军队。
And they will offer a lot of presents and flowers to the soldiers who went to
the battle. 所以整个行列当中啊，就充满着那个芬香之气。
And therefore, there will be a lot of fragrance on the streets.
因为他们得胜回来啊，就带了很多很多的俘虏啊。
And because they were also a lot of captives.
啊，这些俘虏啊，有的后来就被定罪处死。
And some of these captives were executed.
啊，有的得自由，得到释放。
And some were released and received freedom.
所以说，他们同样在那个队伍当中闻到那个馨香之气。
Even though all of them smelled the fragrance on the street.
但是后来有的是结束生命了，有的却得自由了。
But some lost their lives and some were saved.
我们在耶稣基督里面呢、啊、
When we are in Christ.
说可以靠着耶稣基督做我们的大元帅，让我们在属灵征战当中得胜利。
We have Jesus Christ as our general, so that we can win the spiritual battle.
所以我们就能够显出因为耶稣基督而有的馨香之气。
So that we can show the fragrance because of the aroma of Christ.
他说这个香气啊，有的闻到以后啊，啊他会羡慕，未来亲近。
And because of this aroma, some will come close to Christ.
啊他会。受洗得救啊，所以就让他们得到生命啊，得到喜乐。
Some will believe and get baptized and receive the true joy.
但是有的人啊，虽然也有闻到这样馨香之气，但因为他们不信啊，后来就被定罪，就灭亡了。
However, others might have smelled the fragrance, but because they do not believe, they were destroyed in the end.
所以说这个馨香之气啊，有时候在这些人啊，可以让他活。
Therefore, this fragrance may bring life to some people.
因为他们闻到以后啊，能够甘心领受，他们就得生命了。
Because after they smell the fragrance, they received and were saved.
那有的人呢，故意离弃道理，不相信，不接受啊，当然这就变成定罪的香气。
But some were rebellious and did not believe, and therefore they were destroyed in the end.
所以我们基督徒在这个世界上啊，真的好像明光一样照耀。
And therefore, we Christians are just like stars in this world.
可以引导人呢、啊、来接受救恩。
We have to guide people to believe in Christ.
但是我们所传的道理，有的不相信，他们变成定罪啊，要被定罪。
However, some did not believe, and therefore they will have sin.
那到底我们基督徒应当发出怎么样的香气呢
？And what kind of fragrance should Christians give out?
我们谈几点互相勉励。
We'll use some points as our mutual encouragement.
请按传道书第七章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1.
七章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1.
说明玉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。下半段我们就不解释了哈。我们来看前面说名誉强过美好的膏油。
The first part says a good name is better than fine perfume.
当然这个膏油很美啊，很香，大家都很喜欢。
Of course, perfume smells great and everybody loves it.
都这个名誉啊，美好的名声啊，比膏油更美更香。
However, a good name is better than fine perfume.
因为膏油是属于物质的。
Because perfume belongs to the material.
是你用钱可以买得到的。
You can buy it with money.
所以有的人说啊，这个膏油是往下流的。
And perfume flows down.
它的香气是一时之间会受到时间空间的限制。
And the fragrance will be limited by space and time.
但是名声啊，是你用钱买不到的。
However, a good name cannot be bought by money.
这个名声是往上升的。
And the good name will grow upwards.
可以流芳百世的。
And it can be spread out to all nations.
美好的名声啊，可以超越时间空间的。
If you have a good name, you will surpass space and time.
所以香气的这个名声的远播啊，比这个膏油啊更香更美。
And therefore, the aroma of a good name is better than the fragrance of a perfume.
所以有的人说啊，这个壶最后留下的是一层皮，壶留皮啦，人要留名。
And that's why what's precious in a tiger is his skin, and what's precious in a man is a good name.
我们基督徒应当有好名声。
As a Christian, we should have a good name.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章的十二节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse
12. 二章十二节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
说你们在外邦人中啊，应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因为看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。所以我们生活在这个世界上啊，真的好像明光照耀。
As we live on this earth, we should be like stars that shine.
应当品性端正。
We should have a good conduct.
所以有人毁谤我们呢、但是到主耶稣显现的时候啊，他们就能够归荣耀给神呐、
So even if people try to slander us, when Jesus comes again, we will receive glory.
因为我们能够把好的行为、好的名声啊，显在众人面前。
Because we can manifest good speech and action among others.
所以在古时候啊，教会选立一些圣工人员，一个非常重要的条件就是要有好名声。
Therefore, in the old times, when we choose the ministers, they have to have a good name.
所以不只是在教会里面，就是在教外也是一样，要有好名声。
And this good name is not only in church, but also outside of church.
这样神的道啊，才不会受毁谤。
Only then the truth of God will not be slandered.
那么像提摩太虽然是一个年轻的信徒，
Even though Timothy was a young preacher,
那是因为他有好名声，在路苏德以哥念的人啊，大家都晓得说啊，这是一个相当优秀的年轻人。
Because he had a good name, therefore all the churches knew him.
所以后来保罗就选他来训练做传道者的工作。
And therefore Paul chose him and he became a preacher.
我们教会里面有一些长辈啊，真的，他们不只是在教会里面，在社会上也有非常好的名声。
There are a lot of elderly people in our church that had a good name in church as well as in the society.
像我们有一个长老。
We have an elder.
一般的在像在台湾呢、啊，圣经公会主要是长老会在负责。
And we know that Presbyterian Church has a great reputation in Taiwan.
但是他们却请我们教会的一个长老来当这个圣经公会的名义的理事长。
However, they invited one of our members, which is an elder, to discuss the Bible with them.
因为这个长老啊，在各方面啊表现很好。
Because this elder had a good name.
神祝福他，不只是让他事业成功。
God bless him, and therefore he had a great career.
他也相当有爱心。
He was also a loving person.
他办了很多的慈善事业。
And he did a lot of charity work.
因为他说啊。那弥迦书六章第八节是他最喜欢的圣经。
And his favorite Bible verse is in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
说要行公义，好怜悯，啊，存谦卑的心跟神同行。
That is, you have to be righteousness, to be righteous, merciful, and walk with God.
他虽然是一个相当成功的人呐、啊，而且充满着爱心呐、啊，啊，做了很多的慈善事业。
Even though he was a successful person, he did a lot of charity work.
所以很多人相当的敬重。
And therefore, a lot of people respected him.
我有一次到达拉斯教会去。
Once I went to a church in Dallas.
啊，碰到一个以前认识的弟兄。
I met a brother.
啊，我们就谈起说以前啊学生时代所认识的一些教会的弟兄姐妹。
And we're discussing about some of the brothers that we have known.
我说有一个弟兄啊，后来教会已经把他立为执事。
I said there's a brother who became a deacon in church.
啊，那个达拉斯教会的那个弟兄就马上跟我讲说，哎，很好，这个各资格了。
And a brother in Dallas quickly told me he's worth it.
啊，其实这个弟兄啊，讲起来他学历不高。
And when we talk about this deacon, he did not have higher education.
啊，那也不是做什么大事业，没有。
And he did not have a great career.
啊，只是一个看起来好像很平凡的一个信徒。
He was just an ordinary member.
啊、但是这个弟兄啊，却很有爱心。
However, he was a loving person.
他说啊，他本来是在台湾的中部。
At first, he was staying in the central area of Taiwan.
后来，因为他的父母亲啊，在当时啊，因为吸鸦片被抓去关，所以他就跑到南部去，要照顾他的父母亲。
And because his parents were arrested because they used opium, and therefore he had to go to the south to take care of his parents.
结果就在那里啊，听到道理啊，来信主。
And therefore he heard the truth there and believed in our church.
因为信主了以后，就住在那个达拉斯教会那个弟兄的家里面。
And after he believed in Christ, he lived in the house of
his
brother. 当时
是跟他们租房子了。
From Dallas.
啊，这个弟兄啊，很热心。
And this brother was very fervent.
他可能跟他们一起合伙做生意。
And they did business together.
那个生意很小啊，只是一个卖冰的一个小摊位。
It was only a small business, and they sold ice cream.
他说这个弟兄啊，对他们信仰上帮助很大。
And this brother was a great help to their belief.
因为当他们小的时候啊，父母亲都不太管他们，啊，他们就很好玩呢。
Because when they were young, their parents did not take good care of them.
啊，这个弟兄比较年纪大一点，就经常跟他们说不要玩啦，啊，你们要多读圣经啦，啊，多祷告啦。
And this big brother always taught them how to read the Bible and pray.
啊，他们在做生意的时候。
And when they're doing business.
啊，经常叫他说，你先回去啊，你回去拿一点什么东西来，拿冰啦，冰块啦，拿什么来哈。
And he also taught them how to do business.
啊，你回去的时候先祷告30分钟，然后再来。
And he also taught him.Taught them how to pray before they did their business.
然后常常就是这样啊，啊，教导他们在信仰上啊，啊，要从小就注意信仰。
And therefore, he was great help to them in their faith.
后来渐渐的，他们因为年纪都慢慢大了，这个弟兄跟那个达拉斯弟兄的哥哥啊，他们本来合伙，啊，后来要成家了，所以他们就要拆伙了。
And because in the end they got married, and therefore they split up the business.
啊，一个小小的事业要怎么分呢？
But it was a very small business. How could they split it up?
他就说很多人啊，合伙做生意本来好朋友，哎，后来又要分产业啊，分得大家，啊，就变成好像仇人一样。
And they also heard that a lot of people, because of business, were once friends and became enemies.
那个弟兄说啊，再怎么分都不是很公平。
And it was very hard to have a fair share.
说好像一个大西瓜。
It's just like a big melon.
哎，你再怎么切啊，都好像一边大一边小，没有办法刚刚好，一半一半。
Even if you cut in half, it's always one piece will always be greater than the other.
所以他说啊，我切的话就你来选。
And therefore, this brother say, if I cut the melon, then you get to choose.
啊，如果你切的话，就由我来选。
If you cut the melon, then I get to choose. This is fair.
啊，所以他就说啊，他们事业要怎么分啊？如果我想办法做怎么分，那由你先选。
And therefore, if I make the decision, then you get to choose the share.
啊，你如果说要怎么分啊，就我先选。
And if you make the decision, then I get to choose the share.
啊。结果他们呢，非常和睦地处理他们分产业的事情。
And therefore they divided the business in harmony.
啊，虽然这个弟兄看起来很平凡，但是很爱心，啊，带来很多人信主。
Even though this was an ordinary brother, but he was a loving person and brought a lot of true seekers.
所以我在说啊，这个弟兄后来被教会安立为执事了。
And therefore this brother became a deacon in the end.
他一开口就说各国。
And that's why this brother from Dallas say that he was worth it.
不是他有什么学问，啊，也不是他有什么好背景。
It's not because he had a good education or background.
因为他所做的事情啊，让人觉得说他很公义啊，很正直啊，很多人受到他的造就。
But because he was a righteous and merciful person, and a lot of people were edified by him.
所以这个好名声啊，真的很重要。
And therefore, it's important to have a good name.
哎。在教会里面啊，应当有更多的好人呐，啊，这个教会才能够兴旺。
In church, we should have a lot of people with good name.
所以圣经里面讲到说，这个巴拿巴他是一个好人。
The Bible mentioned that Barnabas was a good man.
那时候他到了安提阿以后
，When he went to Antioch.
所以很多人因为他的缘故啊，啊，就来信主，这个教会就兴旺起来了。
A lot of people believe in him because of his conduct, and therefore the church prospered.
所以我们应当有好名声。
Therefore, we should have a good name.
那最要紧的就是我们的名声啊，我们的名字要记在天上的生命册上。
What's most important is our name should be recorded in the book in heaven.
啊，这样才能够有永恒的价值。
So that it will have eternal worth.
当然，我们不要贪爱那个虚名啦。啊，要什么 title 啦，什么职称啦，那个不是很重要的。
We should not greed for the fame in this world.
啊，要紧的就是你有真正的好的行为的表现啊，这才有真正的价值。
But rather, you should have a good conduct, and that is priceless.
我们再看啊，看回来刚刚箴言的27:9怎样了
？Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 27:9。
箴言的27:9
Proverbs chapter 27:9
下半句的地方说啊，朋友诚实的劝教也是如此甘美，多香膏膏油让人喜悦的。
Here it says perfume and incense brings joy to the heart.
但是朋友之间的互相劝勉啊，也好像膏油一样的甜美。
But the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel.
真的，我们人跟人之间啊，尤其在教会里面，我们要用爱心互相劝勉。
In church, we should always encourage one another with love.
啊，这个非常重要。
This is very important.
所以有一句话说啊，良药苦口利于病，就是说好的药，因为中药以前都用蒸的，有的是非常的苦。
There's a saying that Chinese medicine often tastes bitter.
虽然苦啊，但是吃下去以后啊，可以治病。
But if you drink it, it will heal your sicknesses.
啊，忠言逆耳啊，利于行，就是很忠实的话，有时候你听起来不是很舒服。
And this goes the same for rebuke.
那你真的听了以后，对你受教，对你有非常大的帮助。
They might not sound pleasant, but they are edifying to you.
那一般人呢，不太愿意听人家的劝诫。
However, a lot of people cannot take rebuke.
有时候啊，我们在西方社会啊，一般的教育都是以自我中心、自我为主。
Because in the Western society, we're taught to be self-centered.
甚至有的老师跟学生讲说，你自己认为对就对了。
And teachers would tell the students, if you think it's right, then it's right.
所以变成没有一个标准。
Therefore, there's no standard.
那虽然这样，但是我有时候看到一些啊，有教养的家庭，但是也不是这样。
However, I can see some good families, they do not teach in this way.
我们有一个姐妹，她才谈到说她的邻居一个家庭。
I have a sister who talks about her neighbor.
说他们小孩子啊，都是读小学的小孩子出去玩。
And their children were of elementary school.
啊，结果时间到了，妈妈叫他们说四点要回家。
And when it's time to come home, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
他看到说，哎，时间到了，带着妹妹就赶快跑回家了。
And the bigger sister will bring the younger one home.
所以他说，人家不是没有在教啊，还有他们的教育方法。
So we can see that some families still teach their children well.
他们的小孩子啊，有时候还是相当守规矩的，在一些呀、啊。有在教育的家庭里面还是很严谨的。
And these children abide by the rules of the family.
有时候我们不知道啊，以为说啊，西方社会大概都是相当自由，
sometimes、
相当放任。
Sometimes we assume that Western society is a free society.
啊，其实不是这样。
But it might not be so.
我们刚刚到美国的时候
，When I first arrived U.S.
啊，碰到当地的学生联会
，And I conducted spiritual convocation.
我们就住在教会里面。
I stayed in church.
因为那个时候刚刚来啊，对整个环境不是很熟悉。
And because I first arrived, I did not know the environment well.
到了晚上的时候啊，啊，传道者讲完课就回去了。
So at night, all the preachers went home.
那就留下一些学生住在那里。
And the students stayed in church.
我们跑到地下室去。
When we went to the basement.
那怎么奇怪？很晚呐、啊，啊，那些学生还在那里唱卡拉 OK 啦，啊，他们还不睡觉。
It was late at night, and some students were still singing karaoke.
啊，有时候，跟他们讲说太晚了，啊，你们怎么不睡觉
？So I told them it's late at night. Why don't you go to sleep?
啊，眼睛啊，瞪一瞪，看看你。
And so they stare at me.
后来听一些家长说啊，你们不要随便去管人家的孩子。
So some parents advised me not to pay attention.
啊，因为人家不太高兴的。
Because they might not listen to you.
那我们觉得说这样不太好。
But I think this is not good.
那所以第二次啊，学生联会的时候，我们就把他们分组。
So the second time during student spiritual convocation,
啊，请来一些大一点的辅导员啊，来带他们。
And I invited some big brothers and sisters as counselors.
啊，刚刚要分组的时候，学生来说，这是谁的主意啊
？And when I divided them into groups, the student asked, "Whose idea is this?"
啊，怎么这么 stupid 呀、啊？怎么这么笨呐、啊、
？What kind of stupid idea is this?
啊，后来就慢慢讲，慢慢跟他们沟通。
So I slowly communicated with them.
啊，后来那些学生、那些辅导员呐、啊，都跟学生生活在一起呀、啊，啊，后来他们就变成好朋友。
So these counselors, they had a good relationship with the students.
啊，回去以后啊，啊，那些大姐姐、大哥哥啊，还继续跟他们联络，跟他们写信。
All these big brothers and sisters keep in touch with them.
啊，后来他们就觉得说，这个辅导的制度对他们有帮助。
And we understood that counseling was good for the students.
啊，然后在学生联会当中啊，慢慢给他们生活的教育。
And we also gave them a teaching for their living lifestyle.
啊，有时候在教会里面看到一些青年呐、啊，啊，有时候他们的一些规矩不是合道理的，我们也会跟他们劝勉教导。
Sometimes when we see the speech and action of students not according to the Bible, we also teach them.
啊，但是我觉得后来渐渐的大家都能够接受，而且很多的家长都觉得说，哎，这样是正确的。
And I gradually realized that students could accept the truth, and the parents also accepted our teaching.
因为我们的教导是出于爱。
Because our teachings were out of love.
还要劝勉他们能够好好的走上正路。
We were trying to edify them so that they walk on the right path.
因为我们很多都是从东方的移民。
A lot of people immigrated from the Eastern society.
我们在本来的国家里面都有一些啊道德上的一些教义。
In the Eastern society, we also have our own moral standards.
本来在西方，他们是以圣经作为啊生活行为的一种准绳。
And in the Western society, they use the Bible as a standard.
所以在早期的学校里面呢、啊，他们都要学习圣经里面的道理。
And therefore, in the ancient times, the students in the Western society had to learn.
所以有一些道德上的规范。
And therefore, they had a moral standard.
啊，到了60年代以后啊，认为说啊，这个宗教是自由的。
But after the 60s, they thought that religion is free.
所以不可以把宗教强加在那个学生的身上。
Therefore, we should not suppress religion onto the students.
所以现在的宗教就要退出校园。
And therefore religion should not be educated.
所以学生就没有一个道德的一个标准可以来学习。
And students lost their moral standard.
所以这个责任啊，就变成在家长跟教会里面。
And therefore this responsibility lies in parents as well.
如果家长不教，教会又不教的话，学生就不晓得什么是对，什么是不对了。
If both the parents and church do not teach them, they do not know what is right and wrong.
所以我们在教会里面啊，应当注重青少年的生活教育。
Therefore, in church, we should pay attention to the lifestyle of the adolescents.
啊，感谢主带领啊，我们最近的几年啊，不管是青年神学的训练，或者是学生联恩会，对规矩上都相当要求。
Thank God that during these recent years, no matter in SSC or NYTS, we pay attention to the rules.
啊，要来参加以前呢，啊，就把分组分好了。
Before you come, we divide you into groups.
啊，那些辅导员就会写 email 告诉他们，你们来的时候要怎么注重规矩啊，不可以染头发啊，衣服也不可以太随便。
And all the counselors will email the students how they should dress themselves and behave.
啊，所以来了以后啊，大部分都是相当守规矩。
And therefore, most of the students abide by.
你就会看到说那个学生啊，可以在那里得到很多的宝贵的属灵经验。
So during NYTS, we can see a lot of students receiving spiritual experience.
他们生命真的得到改变。
And they were renewed in their spiritual life.
他们常常啊，进食祷告，有的时候助动助发的，有的一天两天这样的进食。
They often fast and pray out of their own will.
啊，真的是神在亲自带领祝福。
This is because God moved them and blessed them.
啊，每一次来啊，大概都还有几位没有受圣灵。要回去的时候大概都只剩下一两位而已啦。
And those who did not receive Holy Spirit often receive it after NYTS.
啊，学生联会也是一样。
This is the same for SSC.
啊，对这些学生的造就很大。
The students were greatly edified.
我们来看二十七章啊，箴言二十七章。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5.
二十七章第五节。
Proverbs 27, verse 5.
说当面的责备强过背地的爱情。第六节
Verse 6,
朋友家的伤痕啊，出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴却是多疑。我们在信仰的道路上啊，我们有时候难免会有一些偏差。
In our spiritual path, sometimes we might go astray.
所以一方面神会教导我们，神会管教我们啊。
So therefore, sometimes God will chastise us.
所以我们不要轻视神的管教。
Therefore, we should not look down upon the chastising.
因为神接纳我们是他的儿女啊，既然做儿子啊，父亲就要受到父亲的管教。
Since we are children of God, therefore we receive chastisement from Heavenly
Father. 因为神接纳我们，喜欢我们做他的儿女，才会教导我们。
Because God regards us as His children, that's why He teaches us.
所以当我们受管教的时候啊，说要把你的脚挺起来。
So when we receive chastisement, we should remain calm.
还能够走在正路上面。
So that we should return to the right path.
啊，另外一方面呢，就是同龄互相的劝勉。
And another aspect is to receive mutual encouragement from one another.
这也是很重要的。
This is also very important.
因为我们是属灵的一家人。
Because we belong to the spiritual family.
啊，神为着要让我们在神的性情上有份。
We should have the likeness of God.
啊，要让我们达到圣洁完全。
We should become holy and perfect.
啊，所以当我们有时候不完全的地方啊，别人劝勉我们。
So when we are imperfect, people try to tell us.
啊，这是出于爱心的责备啊，我们要甘心接受。
This is rebuke out of love. Therefore, we should receive with a thankful heart.
啊，当然，同龄告诉我们的事情，如果我们发现说真的我错了，我们应当及时改正。
And if we realize our mistakes, we should turn over a new leaf.
啊，有时候我们发现说我并没有什么错呢，没有关系啦。
Sometimes we might realize that we did not do anything wrong.
啊，这也是一种非常好的提醒啊，避免我们犯错。
But it still serves as a good reminder for us.
所以这里讲到说啊，朋友的劝诫啊，啊比那个香膏更美。
And that is why the counsel from a friend is better than the fragrance of a perfume.
我们再来看诗篇的133篇。
Listen to Psalms
133. 诗篇的133篇第一节。
Psalms 133 verse 1.
133篇第一节。
Psalms 133 verse 1.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善 何等的美。第二节
Verse 2，
这个好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。古时候的祭司啊，他们要供圣主的时候都要用膏油来膏立他们。
Before the priests were anointed, before the priests become priests, they have to be anointed with oil.
啊，这个膏油都是特注的，极贵重的膏油。
And all this oil were precious and priceless.
啊，所以把这个膏油从头上浇下来呀，流到全身呐，就发出非常美的香气来。
And therefore the oil is poured on the head, and as it runs down, it gives out a fragrance.
所以在这里讲到说啊，弟兄能够和睦同居啊，实在又美又好。
And therefore, it's precious for brothers to live together in harmony.
说好像那个贵重的膏油啊，浇在大祭司亚伦的身上所发出的那个极美好的香气一样。
It's just like the precious oil poured on the head of Aaron that gives out fragrance.
我们能够生活在一个家庭里面啊，这个讲起来不容易呢。
It's not easy to live in a family.
所以圣经里面说啊，朋友是要时常亲爱，啊，弟兄是为患难而生的。
And that is why the Bible tells us that the friends should love one another dearly, and brothers should help one another in distress.
所以弟兄之间呐，这是一种骨肉之亲呐。
Because brothers are blood related.
所以中国人讲说啊，打虎捉鳖啊，都要亲兄弟呀。也就是说遇到患难的时候啊，一般人啊跟你没有什么关系啊，他就跑掉了。
And therefore there's a Chinese saying that only your own brothers will help you when you're in distress.
啊，但是兄弟之间啊，因为有骨肉之情。
And because there's a deep relation between brothers and sisters.
所以有时候看到自己的兄弟遇到危险患难啊，他可以冒着生命啊来帮助自己的兄弟。
And therefore, if you see your own brother in danger, you're willing to sacrifice your own life to save him.
啊，所以这是骨肉之情的那一种啊不一样的感情的表现呢。
And this is special kind of brotherly relation.
所以亚伯兰对罗德说，我们是骨肉啊，我们不可以相争的。
And that is why Abraham said to Lot that we are brothers, we should not quarrel.
虽然兄弟必须要亲爱，家人要相爱。
Brothers and family should love one another dearly.
但很可惜哦，有时候兄弟之间为一些小事情，有时候为一些财物啊，彼此就相争，这是很不幸的事情呢。
But sometimes brothers, because of worldly matters such as money matters, they quarrel with one another.
为着一些现实的利益啊，结果兄弟的情分都没有了。
Because of their own benefit.They quarrel with one another.
啊，有时候兄弟一相争啊，说比仇人还厉害。
And sometimes they even become enemies.
所以在箴言里面说啊，兄弟如果纷争啊，你要劝他和好，比去攻城还困难。
And that's what the Bible tells us. It's more difficult to bring back quarreling brothers together than to build a house.
啊，本来很亲密的兄弟，但是因为结怨呐，要帮他们解决。让他们和睦啊，相当相当的困难。
It's extremely difficult to bring back brothers who have quarreled.
啊，这样就很可惜了。
And this is pitiful.
所以，弟兄和睦同居啊，这是很美的事情。
And therefore, it's good and pleasant for brothers to live together in unity.
我们听过很多啊，非常感人的故事。
We have heard many touching stories.
小学的时候读过一个故事。
When I was in elementary school, I heard of a story.
啊，说两个兄弟啊，啊，他们因为后来分家了。
Two brothers when they were separated.
啊，父母亲都不在了。
They lost their parents.
有一年呢，他们麦子收成了。
And one year when they were about to harvest the crop.
啊，哥哥在想说啊，那我这个弟弟啊，将来还要成家。
And this older brother thought that, my younger brother is going to get married one day.
啊，我跟他分一样多啊，这样啊，不公平。
So if I have the same share as him, it's not fair to him.
我应当多一点给我的弟弟。
I should give him more share.
啊，所以他就趁着半夜啊，把他麦堆里面的麦啊，都挑几担啊，到哥哥的麦堆里。
So late at night, he brought a lot of extra crops to his brother's field.
啊，弟弟想到说啊，我自己只有一个人。
And the younger brother thought to himself, I'm living by myself.
我一人饱就全家都饱了。
I don't have to support a family.
啊，我哥哥有一个家庭要照顾。
But my brother has to take care of his family.
啊，我跟他分一样多啊，这怎么公平？
So if we have equal shares, it's not fair to him.
所以他就在半夜也挑了几担麦子给哥哥。
So at midnight, he also brought some crops to his brother's field.
啊，第二天早上起来，奇怪，我的麦子怎么没有减少？
So next morning they woke up and realized that they still have the same amount of crops.
啊，第二天晚上啊，他们照样的，哥哥把麦子啊挑到弟弟那里去。
So the second night they did the same thing.
啊，弟弟又把麦子挑到哥哥那里。
And the younger brother also did the same thing.
啊，这两个在半路上相碰。
And they met each other on their way.
哦，原来是这样啊。
And they realized what they did to each
other. 难怪我们的麦子都没有减少。
And they still have equal amount of crops.
啊，结果两个兄弟啊，抱着啊。痛哭啊
And they hug one another and cried.
因为这是一种弟兄相爱非常美好的非常感人的故事
This is a kind of touching brotherly love.
啊，真的如果说弟兄都能够这样和睦同居啊真是太美了
If all brothers can live in this way then it's indeed pleasant.
有一个实在的事情啊有一对兄弟
And there's also a pair of brothers.
啊，这个哥哥啊非常的好学啊很勤奋
And this brother was highly educated.
所以他很有成就。
And was very successful.
他的家庭也相当的美满。
And also had a good family.
那所以他就把爸爸妈妈接来在那里奉养。
And therefore he received his parents to his house.
啊，但是这个弟弟啊，从小就可能被宠坏了，啊，就不学好。
However, the younger brother was spoiled from young.
书也读不好，后来事业也没有成功。
He did not have high education nor a good career.
啊，整天就是游手好闲，不务正业。
So every day he just wandered around.
啊，常常就跑到哥哥那里来，啊，没有钱就向他伸索要。
And whenever he lacks money, he will go to his older brother.
啊，哥哥就有点不耐烦了。
So one day this older brother lost his patience.
啊，对着自己的太太啊，就常常发牢骚。
And he always tells his wife.
说我这个弟弟啊，实在没有用。
My younger brother is useless.
啊。一天到晚啊，事情不做啊，整天要钱。
He doesn't do anything and ask me for money.
啊，父母亲啊，是大家的，他从来都不奉养，都是在我们家里。
And he never supported the parents. The parents always stayed at our house.
所以这个哥哥啊，有点不平。
And therefore, this brother was not feeling happy.
那个太太啊，真的很贤惠啊。
However, he had a good wife.
他对自己的先生就说。
This wife told his husband.
说因为神知道你比较孝顺
Because God knows that you're more filial
所以神就祝福你让你事业很顺利
Therefore God bless you to let you have a good career
啊，让你有能力啊来奉养父母
So that you have this ability to support our parents
啊，让你有能力来照顾你的弟弟
So that you have this ability to take care of your brother
所以你要感谢神
Therefore you should thank God
啊，你也要知道说啊这是神的赏赐啊啊，神祝福给你。
You should know that this is a blessing from God.
你才有这样的能力。
That is why you have this ability.
难道你要像一个人啊，天天像伸手跟人家要钱吗
？Do you want to be the one who asks money from others?
啊，所以啊，这个哥哥听了以后啊，觉得说感谢主了，还有这个好太太劝他。
So after listening to the counsel of the wife, this brother thanked God.
所以，其实我们很多的事情啊，都是一念之间啊，一个基本上的观念。
And therefore, a lot of things, it's because we view it from different perspectives.
我们的观念如果正确的话，我们那个做法就会正确。
If we have the correct kind of perspective, then
有时候一些观念啊，因为不正确啊，所以我们做出来就不太正确。
Sometimes we have the wrong perspective, therefore we do the wrong things.
真的，我们有能力啊，我们应当做。
If we have the ability, we should do more.
啊，你越做啊，你不会吃亏的，神会更加祝福给你。
The more you do, the more God will bless you.
啊，对那些有困难的兄弟姊妹啊，我们也应当尽我们本分啊，来照顾他们。
You should also take care of the weaker brothers and sisters.
啊，当然，一个家庭里面哦，能够和睦同居啊，有耶稣基督在我们家里面呢，啊，就能够发出非常美好的香气来。
If we can live harmony in a family, God will abide with us, and we will give out fragrance.
所以，真正一个幸福的家庭啊，不是说啊。财富很多，非常的富足。
Therefore, a true happy family does not count because they have a lot of wealth.
要紧的是这个家庭里面充满着爱。
But most importantly, they have love.
啊，互相的关怀，互相帮助，啊，就能够发出非常美的香气来。
They care and help one another.
所以圣经里面说，出世在彼此相爱，胜过吃肥牛，彼此相恨。
Therefore, it's better to have small meals but live in harmony than to have a gourmet but live in quarreling status.
所以我们应当把神的道啊行在我们的家中啊。
Therefore, we should abide the truth of God in our family.
我们有一个美满的家庭，就能够发出基督的馨香之气。
Only when we have a harmonious family will we give out fragrance of Christ.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.You can love one another and build a family in Christ that is in harmony. It's pleasant.
所以不只是兄弟和睦同居啊。
And therefore, not only the brothers and sisters have to live in harmony.
啊，夫妻之间也要真正彼此相爱。
Husband and wife have to love one another truly.
所以传道书第九章里面说啊，这是在我们虚空的人生当中啊，神给我们一个非常美好的福分。
And therefore, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 tells us that this is a blessing from God in this world of vanity.
那婚姻生活要能够幸福美满，或者是啊，最后不太如意啊，都跟我们的经营有关系。
And whether a marriage is happy or not, it's up to our own management.
啊，当然我们在神的道理之下哈，在神的祝福之下，按照神的旨意来成婚。
Under the teaching and blessing of God, we should manage our own marriage.
啊，在一个家庭里面呢，能够按照神的道理啊来建设这个家庭。
And we should also establish our family according to the will of God.
啊，就能够有一个蒙神祝福的婚姻生活。
Then we will have a happy marriage.
啊，所以主耶稣很重视婚姻呢。
And therefore, God, Jesus, paid great attention to marriage.
有的人说啊，旧约时代神造万物以后的第一个神迹就是。设立婚姻的制度。
Many people say that in the ancient times, the greatest miracle after creation is the establishment of marriage.
用亚当的肋骨为他造配偶。
From the rib bone of Adam was created his spouse.
耶稣所行的第一个神迹啊，也是在婚姻的筵席上面。
And the first miracle that Jesus performed is also during a wedding banquet.
亚当在迦拿的婚宴上啊，他们酒用尽了。
And that is a wedding in Canaan when they use up all the wine.
玛利亚告诉主耶稣说他们没有酒了。
Mary told Jesus that there were no more wine.
后来主耶稣就叫仆人说啊，把那个水倒完整个水缸。
And therefore Jesus asked the servants to fill up water.
然后叫他们舀出来。
And serve it to the guests.
那就送到筵席上，他们一甜啊，说哇，怎么有这么美好的酒？
And when the guests tasted the wine, they say it was the best wine ever.
当然，这不是告诉我们要喝酒。
This is not to teach us to drink wine.
这个酒是代表世上的快乐。
Because wine refers to happiness in this world.
但是，世上的快乐啊，永远往往会有主席的。
However, happiness in this world is only temporary.
啊，本来很美好、很甜美，但是不久啊就越来越淡薄了。
Even though it might be sweet at first, but it will grow tasteless in the end.
我们的生活也是一样。
This is the same for our life.
但是如果说有主在我们的家庭里面做我们的主。
However, if God is dwelling in our household.
当我们这个家庭酒用尽的时候。
When we use up all the wine.
主耶稣会让淡淡的白水啊，能够变成芬香的美酒。
God can turn the tasteless water into a precious wine.
啊，有主跟我们同在啊，这个快乐幸福就永远不足惜。
When God abides with us, this happiness is eternal.
而且是越来越美好，越来越芬香。
And it's better than ever, and it's more fragrant than ever.
所以家庭里面要常常有主同在。
And therefore, in our family, we should have God to abide with us.
啊，夫妻要敬畏神，彼此相爱。
Husband and wife should love one another and love God.
这样才能够有一个美好的家庭生活。
Only then they can have a happy marriage.
雅歌里面呢，谈到这个新妇在赞美新郎。
In Songs of Songs, it talks about the bride praising the groom.
说你的爱情啊，好像膏油一样的芬香。
She says that the love of the groom is just like the fragrance of the anointed oil.
当这个新娘把膏油献给丈夫的时候。
And when the bride gave the oil to the groom,
啊，丈夫也 称赞他说你的香膏啊比一切的香膏更美。
The groom also praised the bride and said that the perfume has the best fragrance.
说我们看到一个家庭里面啊，夫妻相爱啊，真的能够发出美好的香气来。
And therefore, we can see if the husband and wife love one another, they can give out fragrance.
啊，所以家庭要和睦同居啊。
Therefore, they should live in harmony.
有一次在南加州有一个弟兄。
Once in North Carolina, there was a brother.
啊，因为他的肝脏啊，肝硬化一段时间。
And because he has some problems with his liver.
啊，后来医生说要马上开刀换肝。
The doctor said that he has to go through a surgery and change his liver.
啊，不然的话就会丧失生命。
Otherwise, he will lose his life.
啊，他的家人啊，他的父亲啊，兄弟啊，儿子啊，都希望把自己的肝捐给他。
And all the family wanted to donate their liver to him.
啊，那爸爸检验了以后，爸爸说，那个医生说啊，爸爸的因为年纪太大了，超过70岁啊，那个肝没有办法用。
So after all the examination, they say the father had a liver that is too old to be used.
啊，他的弟弟啊，因为有糖尿病，那个肝也不能用。
And the younger brother, because he had diabetes, therefore his liver cannot be used as well.
啊，他的儿子啊，因为还不到18岁，肝也不能用。
And his son, because it's not yet 18 years old, therefore he cannot donate his liver.
啊，虽然他们爱他，但是也没有办法。
So even though they all love him, but they could not help him.
我到医院去看他的时候，
When I visited him in hospital,
他整个脸色都黄掉了。
His face was yellowish.
啊，讲话没有力气。
And he could not speak with strength.
他握住我的手。
He held my hand.
然后传道啊，你帮我问问看有没有人愿意捐肝。
He said, Preacher, please ask for me if someone is willing to donate liver.
我就说我试试看。
I said, I will do my best.
啊，回家以后啊，我就请那个电脑网络的负责人啊，说你帮我们发一个 email 啊。
So after I went home, I talked to the brother who's in charge of our church internet.
啊，结果那个信啊，就送到全世界各地。
He wrote an email to all over the world.
那我们后来也听到了一些消息。
And we also received some feedback.
有一个姐妹啊，跑到台北教会去。
There's a sister who went to Taipei Church.
说如果有需要的话，我愿意把我的肝捐出来。
She said, if it's necessary, I'm willing to donate my liver.
哇，这些消息啊，真的让我们听了以后啊，真的很受感动。
And we were touched by all this feedback.
啊，没有什么亲戚，什么关系都没有。
They were not closely related to one another.
只是知道说有一个弟兄需要。
They only knew that this brother was in need.
所以他愿意啊，把他的宝贵的肝啊，要捐出一部分来给这个弟兄。
And she was willing to offer part of her liver to this brother.
啊，那个教会里面啊，是一个属灵的大家庭。
Because in church it's just like a spiritual family.
啊，能够真正的和睦相爱啊，啊，这实在太美好了。
If we can truly love one another in harmony, it's precious.
啊，后来是这个弟兄啊，刚好在那个最危急的时候。
So when this brother's life was in crisis,
啊，刚好医生说啊，现在得到了一个肝。
The doctor said that we have received a liver.
本来有40,000多人在排队。
There were about 40,000 people in line.
啊，医生说他是第一优先。
But he had this privilege.
因为他最紧急。
Because his condition was critical.
那个肝就让他换了以后，感谢主啊，让他就好起来。现在还很健康。
And therefore, they changed the liver for him, and he's living healthily now.
当然，这也是神的恩典呐。
Of course, this is the grace of God.
不过从这整个过程当中啊，我们看到说啊，弟兄姊妹真的有很多啊，很爱主的啊，彼此相爱的弟兄姊妹。
But from this instant, we can tell that brothers and sisters truly love one another.
我看到那个消息，我真的很感动。
When I heard this news, I was truly touched.
那我们盼望说，我们教会真正成为一个属灵的大家庭啊，啊，互相关怀。啊，互相的帮助。
I really hope that our church can become a big family so that we truly care and love for one another.
啊，有属灵的弟兄姊妹之情啊，像亲爱。
So that we can just be like spiritual brothers and sisters.
我们看诗篇的141篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 141.
诗篇一百四十一篇。
Psalms 141.
第二节。
Verse 2.
一百四十一篇第二节。
Psalms 141 verse 2.
说愿我的祷告如香陈列在你的面前，愿我举手祈求如献晚祭。古时候在拜神啊，他们是用献祭或者烧香。
In the ancient times, when they worshiped God, they offered sacrifices or incense.
啊，那个祭物的献法有一定的，所以献上去的祭物啊，非常的香。
And because there's a certain procedure, therefore their offerings were filled with fragrance.
那个香气会达到神的面前，得悦纳。
And this fragrance is pleasing in the eyes of God.
啊，那他们也要天天要烧香。
And they also burn offerings each day.
啊，那个香是特注的。别人不能闻，只能够给神闻。
And this incense is only specially for God.
所以祭司啊，早晚要到圣殿里面去烧香。
And therefore, priests have to go to the temple and burn this offering.
所以我们的祷告啊，就好像献祭，好像在烧香一样。
Our prayers is just like the burning incense.
可以把我们的心力啊，沉明在神的面前。
So that we can pour out our heart in front of God.
啊，让我们的祷告能够得到神悦纳。
So that our prayers will be pleasing in the eyes of God.
那个祷告是所有一切侍奉当中最重要的。
Prayer is the most important divine work.
也是最直接能够领受神恩典的。
And it's the most direct one for you to receive grace from God.
因为在圣所里面的所有的圣器里面。
Because in the holy temple, there are a lot of holy vessels.
那个香坛是最高的。
And the altar,
是最高的。
The altar is the highest one.
香坛是最靠近施恩座的。
And the altar is close to the throne of grace.
所以祷告是我们最直接啊，蒙神施恩的一种方法。
And therefore, prayer is the most direct way for us to receive grace from God.
是最重要的侍奉。
Also, the most important divine work.
那我们无论什么事情啊，我们就谈到神的面前来，啊，把我们的祷告献在神的面前。
And therefore, whatever we want to tell God, we just offer Him as a sacrifice.
所以我们的祷告后和香啊，一起同献在神的面前，啊，就能够得悦纳。
So that our prayer will become a burning incense and pleasing in the eyes of God.
啊，这是最美的侍奉。
And this is the most precious kind of divine work.
哥尼流虽然是一个外邦人，
Even though Cornelius was a Gentile,
那他来到犹太地啊，他认识了神。
When he came to the land of Judea, he knew God.
所以他带领全家敬畏神。
Therefore, he brought his whole family to believe in God.
他说他常常祷告神啊，所以他的祷告啊，达到神的面前蒙纪念。
He often prayed to God, and his prayers reached God.
啊，所以神就派天使说啊，你告诉他，请彼得来讲道理给你们听。
So God sent heavens to tell him to ask Peter to come and preach to him.
所以真的，我们的祷告能够达到神的面前呢、啊。
So for our prayers to reach God.
所以我们要常常以感谢、颂赞当作敬啊来献给神。
We have to use prayers of thanksgiving and praise to offer to God.
尤其在试验患难当中的祷告啊，更宝贵。
Especially prayers in trials and tribulation is most precious.
所以当时做香的材料里面呢、啊，有些是那个树脂哦，就是树把它割下来留下的那个树脂。
And sometimes they cut the juice from the trees to make the incense.
有的是那个贝壳把它磨啊磨成粉末。
And sometimes they also use the shells to grind them into powder.
加上香料啊，把它调和做成那个香品。
And to add other perfume to make incense.
啊，这告诉我们说，那个香的香品啊，是经过割伤、经过磨啊，然后才能够产生非常美的香气来。
This is to tell us, in order to obtain incense, we have to cut it, we have to grind it.
所以，当一个人在患难当中啊，能够发出感谢的声音呢、啊。啊，这实在是太美太香了。
Therefore, a person in trials and tribulation, if he can give out thanksgiving, it's great.
所以像保罗跟希拉，他们虽然被关在监狱里面呢、啊、
，Even though Paul and Silas were in prison,
他们还是一样的在那里唱歌啊，祷告赞美神。
They still sang hymns and prayed to God.
啊，结果所有的囚犯都侧耳在听。
So all the prisoners were listening to them.
啊，不只是感动人啊，还感动神。
They not only touched the hearts of men, but also God.
大震动啊。
And therefore the earth was shaken.
囚犯的锁链都脱落了，监狱的门都打开了。
All the prisoners were free. All the gates were open.
所以在那个困境当中的祷告啊，可以带来非常大的力量。
Therefore, prayers in trial and tribulation bring about great power.
啊，可以感动人，感动神呢、啊。
Can touch the heart of men as well as God.
啊，所以耶伯说啊，神唯有神能够让人在夜间唱歌啊。
Therefore, Job says that only God can make a person sing.
啊，夜间表示说那个黑暗、绝望、困苦的时候。
And the night represents darkness when a person is hopeless.
虽然在困境当中啊，我们晓得有神可以做我们的依靠帮助。
Even though we are in distress, we still know that God is our refuge.
啊，虽然患难当中啊，神是给我们训练，为着让我们带到更美的境界。
We are in trials and tribulations so we can be brought up to a better place.
所以我们明白神的旨意。
When we understand the will of God,
无论在任何的环境当中，我们都是一样的可以感谢颂赞。
No matter what kind of circumstance we encounter, we can still give praise and thanksgiving.
就能够发出啊赞美的歌声来。
And therefore we can sing praises to God.
因为有的人说啊，你在白天的时候，你就是看到一个很大的太阳。
Some people say in the daylight, even if you see the great sun.
但是当你在夜间的时候啊，那你在夜间的时候，你所看到的天上的星星啊，有的其实啊比太阳更圆，但是它更大。
But at night, when you see all these shining stars in darkness, they are even greater than the sun.
啊，这是你在白天你是看不到的。
However, you cannot see all the stars in the morning.
但是唯有你在夜间的时候啊，你看得更多啊，更大的星星在天上。
But in the darkness of the night, you can see many more greater stars.
所以在平安顺利的时候，当然我们感谢主。
Therefore, if we live in peace and happiness, we thank God.
在困境的当中啊，我们更应当啊，回头归向神啊，在神的面前敬拜他，啊，颂赞他。
However, in trials and tribulations, we should come to God and return to Him, praise Him.
啊，神同样会带领我们呢、啊、的脚步。
God will still guide our footsteps.
我们再看腓立比书的第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
16节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 16.
腓立比书四章十六节。
Philippians 4 verse 16.
就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次打发人攻击我的虚用。十七节。
17.
我并不求什么回送。所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。十八节。
18.
那我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，就当作极美的香气，为神所悦纳、所喜悦的祭物。保罗讲到腓立比教会的爱心。
Here Paul talks of the love of the Church of Philippi.
因为这个腓立比教会啊，常常跟保罗在事工上跟他啊关心帮助他。
The Church of Philippi was a great co-worker of God of Paul.
他也在生活上给他很多的帮助供应。
And they also offer a lot of help for Paul's living.
所以保罗说啊，其实我并不是需要什么馈送。
And even though Paul says that he was not to give them presents back,
因为我样样都有了，并且很充足。
Because he had everything and his life was abundant.
因为保罗说啊，无论什么样的环境啊，我都可以靠主来支持的。
Because Paul has learned to be contented in all kinds of circumstances through God.
那我们看到说，一个为神工作的人啊，就是这样。
And this is what a worker of God should behave.
真的不必为生活忧虑。
We should not worry about living.
他虽然把一切万事万物啊都丢弃掉了，为着要得到耶稣基督。
Even though Paul has given up everything for the sake of Christ.
啊，在人看起来他很贫穷啊。
According to men, he was a poor man.
但是他说啊，在人看起来我像一无所有，但是我却样样都有。
And he said that even though in the eyes of men I have nothing, but actually I have everything.
我看起来好像贫穷的，却能够让很多人带来富足。
Even though I may be a poor person, but I bring abundant life to others.
看起来是在逼迫当中好像要死的，却是活得好好的。
Even though I might look like I'm in tribulation, but I'm living greatly well.
所以神的恩典太多太大啊，在他的身上。
And therefore, the grace of God is abundant on me.
啊，但是他说啊，虽然我不是需要你们的供应。
And therefore he says that it's not that I need a presence from you.
我把你们所做的事情啊，都是当作最美的祭物啊，把它献在神的面前，蒙神纪念。
But rather, whatever good deeds you have done, it's a living sacrifice for God.
啊，愿神祝福你们啊，样样都能够更加充足。
So that God will bless you abundantly.
所以我们看到说啊，这个爱心的侍奉啊，爱心的接待啊， 这是一个极美的香气。
And therefore, if we receive others with great hospitality, it's a good fragrance.
那圣经里面告诉我们说啊，不要忘记用爱心接待客旅。
The Bible tells us that we should not forget to receive others with love.
因为有人不知不觉当中啊，就接待了神的使者。
Because unknowingly, you might have received an angel.
啊，当然这是指着亚伯拉罕呢。
And this is referring to Abraham.
因为他有一天在帐篷门口。
Because one day he was strolling outside of his
tent. 他看到对面树下来了三个客人。
And he saw three guests.
他就跑过去说：“你们既然来到这里啊，哎，要接受我的接待。”
And he received them as their as his guests.
那客人说：“好啊。”
And these people agreed.
他又赶快叫太太啊，赶快去准备做用面做饼。
And Abraham asked his wife to prepare bread.
啊，叫仆人把又嫩又好的肥牛杀了。
He also asked the servant to slaughter the lamb and calf.
快的准备好了，在那里接待。
And they he prepared a precious meal for the guests.
啊，原来三个人不是别的，是神的显现，还有两个天使。
And unknowingly, these three persons were angels of God.
所以圣经里面说啊，不要忘记用爱心接待客人。
And therefore, the Bible tells us that we should not forget to receive others with love.
因为你无意当中啊，就会接待了神的使者。
Because unknowingly, you might receive an angel.
所以就是说啊，你因为义人的缘故接待义人，就得义人的赏赐。
The Bible tells us that if we receive a righteous person, we will receive blessing of this righteous person.
啊，你接待先知啊，就得先知的赏赐。
If you receive a prophet, you receive the gifts of a prophet.
你就是因为主的名，把一杯凉水给小组里面的一个喝啊，也不能够不得赏赐。
And if you give a cup of the water to a little one, you still receive blessing.
所以让我们看到说啊，这个接待服事啊。这个很重要，很大的福分。
We can see that we receive great blessings from receiving others.
啊，我听说我们这边是亚洲来到加拿大的一个窗口呢。
I've heard that Vancouver is a gateway from Asia.
所以很多啊，来来往往的弟兄姊妹相当多。
And therefore, there are a lot of brothers and sisters passing by.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹也是相当有爱心在做这样的工作。
And all a lot of brothers and sisters have a lot of love to do this kind of work.
所以愿主耶稣啊，照他所应许的福分呢，啊，能够充充满满在我们当中。
Therefore, may the Lord bless us.
我们看到拉合啊，因为殷勤接待两个探子。
We can see that Rahab, because she received the two spies.
所以她跟她全家能够保全生命。
And therefore, she in turn received salvation for the whole family.
撒勒法的寡妇啊，结果接待了以利亚。
We know the widow who received Elijah.
结果他们一把面一点牛啊，就可以一直度过漫长的饥荒。
And therefore, God preserved them through the famine.
啊，所以我们不要忘记用爱心来接待别人。
Therefore, we should not forget to receive others with love.
尤其教会里面那些软弱的、卑微的啊，我们更不可以忘记他们。
Especially those who are small and weak in church, we should not forget about them.
所以路德记里面谈到那个波阿叔的田间啊，真的充满爱心啊。
And therefore, we can see in the field of Boaz in the book of Ruth, it's full of love.
啊，那个就是真教会的一种写照。
And this is the prefiguration of True Jesus Church.
波阿叔一早到田间里面去。
Boaz would go to the field early in the morning.
他一发现说，哎，怎么有一个陌生人在那里？
And he realized that there was a stranger there.
他就问说啊，这是谁家的女子啊？
And he asked, who's this girl from?
啊，仆人就告诉他，这是摩押人呐，啊，随着拿俄米回来的。路德
and the servants will tell him that this is a Moabite, the daughter-in-law of Naomi.
啊，他就跟他讲了很多安慰的话。
And therefore, he spoke a lot of words of comfort to Ruth.
路德很感动，说：“我不及你的使女，你还用安慰的话来啊对待我。
”And Ruth say that I'm not even your servant, and you are so encouraging to me.
波阿叔对他说：“啊，你不要到别人的田间去，你就跟着我的仆人来捡麦穗。”
And Boaz says, "Do not go to other fields, but come to my field, and I will provide you."
你渴了就来喝水。
And if you are thirsty, you can drink from.
啊，吃饭的时候就叫他来吃饼。
And you can share our meals as well.
啊，还问路仆人说：“你们不可以欺负他。”
And he also commanded the servants not to bully her.
你们要暗中啊，把那个麦子搓出来，丢着让他捡。
But rather to offer her all the crops that she needs.
啊，这就是波阿叔的田间啊，这神的教会应当有的精神。
And this is the field of Boaz. This is what the church of God should be like.
啊，尤其对一些软弱的或新来的慕道者弟兄姊妹啊，我们应当用爱心来帮助他们。
especially to those who are weak as well as newcomers.
我们来看约翰福音的十二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Gospel of John chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse
3. 十二章第三节。
Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 3.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹在耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。这里讲到美好的侍奉啊，也是极美的香气。
Here it tells us about a beautiful serving, that is the fragrance of the perfume.
那其实这是主耶稣在变卖之前不久。
This is before Jesus was to be sold.
耶稣在一个人的家庭里面坐席。
Jesus was invited to a household.
那就玛利亚带着一瓶香膏把它打破浇在耶稣的身上。
And Mary broke a bottle of perfume and anointed Jesus.
他说因为玛利亚所行的这一件事情啊就让整个房间啊充满着香气。
And because of the deed of Mary, the house was filled with fragrance.
虽然有的门徒说啊，为什么要这样浪费呢？
And some disciples say that this is not worth it.
这个香膏可以卖三十两银子去周济穷人。
You can sell this bottle of perfume for some money for the poor.
但是耶稣说你们不可以难为他。
But Jesus said, do not be too harsh on her.
因为她所做的是一件美事。
Because what she has done is pleasant in my eyes.
所以你们传道理无论到哪里去，
Therefore, when you preach the gospel,
都要述说这个妇女所行的来做纪念。
You should preach about this incident in remembrance of her.
所以我们看到玛利亚所浇的这一罐香膏的香气啊。
Therefore, we can see that the fragrance from the bottle of perfume
一直香到各地方
has been spread out to all nations.
就是到了两千年以后的现在，同样能够让我们闻到那个香气。
Even up till today, we can still smell the fragrance.
所以我们要效法玛利亚所行的。
Therefore, we should imitate what Mary has done.
让我们的神的家，让这个屋里啊，能够充满着基督的馨香之气。
So that the household of God will be filled with fragrance.
玛利亚能够让这个房间啊充满香气，就把它所有的一罐香膏把它拿出来。
Because Mary has offered all that she had.
我们刚刚讲过说啊，这个香膏是妇女在结婚的时候要献给丈夫的。
Perfume is something that a bride will give to the groom.
所以他们努力工作啊，然后买了一罐香膏。
Therefore, they work hard to buy this perfume.
啊，结婚的时候献给丈夫。
So that they can offer this to the husband on the
wedding day. 丈夫会称赞他说：“你的香膏啊，实在太美好了。”
So that the husband will praise her.
这是歌雅歌第四章里面所描写的。
This is what is described in Songs of Songs chapter 4.
我们都好像新妇一样。
We are just like the bride.
我们已经洗配给耶稣基督了。
We are betrothed to Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都有一瓶香膏啊，我们要把它拿出来献给主。
Each of one has a bottle of perfume for God.
因为我们每一个人从主耶稣所得的恩赐都不一样。
Because we receive different kind of gifts from God.
我们要把它贡献在主耶稣的身上。
We should offer it unto God.
啊，就能够让这个房间啊。让神的家里面充满着香气。
So that the household of God will be filled with fragrance.
有的人说啊，我也不能够做什么。
Some people say there's nothing I can do.
哦，不像别人有那么多的恩赐。
Some people say I do not have many gifts.
我没有什么才干。
I'm not talented.
但说主要尽我们所能的。
But the Bible says if we do our best.
哥林多后书第八章里面说啊，人如果有愿做的心啊，神就会悦纳。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 tells us that if we do with a willing heart, it's pleasing in the eyes of God.
不是照你所没有的，而是照你所有的。
God does not look at what we don't have, but what we have.
所以我们要想想啊，神给我们什么样的恩赐。
Therefore, we should ponder what kind of gifts has God given us.
我们要把我们本身的一份恩赐啊，把它贡献出来。
We should offer our talent to God.
啊，不要认为我们是卑微的、无用的，结果我们都不做。
Do not think that we are weak and useless and do nothing.
虽然有的人是领五千的，有的领两千。
Some have 5 talents, some have 2 talents.
那有的是领一千的。
Some have only 1 talent.
你拿五千了，你就把它献五千。
If you have 5 talents, offer them all.
你拿两千就献两千。
If you have 2, offer 2.
啊，不要像那个拿一千的就把它埋起来了。
Do not be like the one who buried the one talent.
所以像摩西啊，神去选召他的时候
，Just like Moses when God chose him.
他说啊，我是一个拙口笨舌的，你不要找我。
He said that I'm not an eloquent person. Please do not choose me.
我现在是一个逃犯，我埃及都不敢回去。
I'm a captive and I cannot return to Egypt.
我怎么去见法老王？我怎么敢把以色列人带出来
？How can I meet King Pharaoh? How can I bring out the Israelites?
啊，以色列人怎么会听我
？How would the Israelites listen to me?
啊，神应许说啊，我跟你同在。
However, God promised I will be with you.
啊，他虽然一直推辞啊。
Even though Moses was unwilling.
神说啊，你手里拿什么
？Then God asked him, "What's in your hand?"
啊，只是一根牧羊杖。
He said, "It's just a staff."
然后你拿着你手上的杖啊，去，我就跟你同在。
God said, "Take your staff and go, and I will be with you."
我要借着这个杖啊，显出大能力来啊，让以色列民出来，在西乃的地方啊，在这里拜神，就是证据。
Through your staff, I will perform miracles as an evidence that I will be with you.
所以我们每一个人都好像一根杖啊，没有用的。
So each of us is like the staff.Might seem useless.
但是我们把它献出来给主用啊，就能够发挥非常大的能力来。
But if we offer to God, then we can manifest our power.
所以我们看到圣经里面啊，很多人都是这样。
So in the Bible, we can see a lot of people are like this.
神没有叫以利亚说你到一个大户人家的家里去。
God did not say Elijah go to this person with a lot of wealth.
是到了一个寡妇家，借了他一把面一点油啊，让他们度过漫长的饥荒。
But rather, go to the house of a widow, and I will provide you.
主耶稣让五千人吃饱，只是借着一个小孩子的五个饼两条鱼啊。
When Jesus fed the 5,000, he only used two fish and five bread.
所以就是寡妇的两个小钱啊，神也是非常看重的。
And therefore, the only two coins that the widow offered, it's precious in the eyes of God.
所以像这个玛利亚说是尽他所能的。
If you offer what you have, God will give you even more.
你没有的，连你所有的都要夺回去。
If you do not offer what you have, God will take what you have.
也就是说，你把仅有的你拿出来了以后，神就祝福你更多。
If you offer everything you have, God will bless you with even more.
所以各样的恩赐就是这样，你越操练了，神给你更多的恩赐。
Therefore, the more you do, the more talents God will give you.
我们如果不做的话，最后什么都没有。
If you do nothing, then you will end up with nothing.
玛利亚把这一瓶香膏拿出来以后，要把它打破。
When Mary brought out the perfume, she had to break it.
因为香膏你不打破的话，香气就出不来。
If you do not break the perfume, the fragrance cannot come out.
我们也好像一瓶香膏一样，你要打破。
We are just like a bottle of perfume. We have to be broken.
也就是说，你要有牺牲奉献的精神。
That is, we have to sacrifice ourselves.
才能够发光发热。
Then we can manifest our light.
好像那个蜡烛啊，因为燃烧了以后，蜡烛融化掉了。但是发出光，发出热来。
Just like the candle, when the wax is melted, then the light will be given.
它能够让众人得益处。
So that all will be benefited.
所以耶稣说啊，一粒麦子落地死掉了，它就会结出很多的主粒来。
Only when a grain is buried on the ground, it will grow and produce more.
人主被挂起来了，就吸引很多人来归他。
Only when Jesus was crucified on the cross, all will be saved.
我们要做服事的工作啊，应当有服事、有牺牲奉献的精神。
When we are doing divine work, we should have the spirit of sacrifice.
有时候要牺牲我们的家庭。
Sometimes we have to sacrifice our family.
啊，牺牲我们的时间，牺牲我们的。跟家人团聚的时间
and also sacrifice our time for our dear ones
啊，我们要有这种奉献牺牲的精神啊，才能把圣工做得更善更美
only when we have this kind of spirit we can do a great divine work
有的人认为说啊，我做圣工就是要得到众人的称赞
some people say I do divine work in order to receive praises from men
事实上不是这样
but this is not the case
我们看到那两只拉约柜的母牛
We can see the calf that carry the covenant.
他们把约柜一直拉回到以色列地。
Sorry, that carry the ark. When they carry the ark back to Israel.
啊，最后的结果啊，就被杀，献在那个祭坛上面了。
And they were to be offered to God.
我们要为神做工啊，就要有这样的牺牲奉献的精神。
If we want to work for God, we should prepare ourselves to be sacrificed.
才能够发出香气来。
So that we can give out the fragrance. 啊。
所以要把这个香膏也要膏在耶稣的身上。
Therefore, we should give this oil and to be anointed on Jesus.
我们在世界上有时候忙碌一辈子啊，真的最后都是虚空枉然。
In this world, we just toil and it's all in vanity.
传道书里面呢、啊， 有时候我们读了以后非常感慨。
Sometimes when we read Ecclesiastes, we will often sigh.
所罗门一开始说啊，他一直用他的智慧要寻求人生当行何事为美。
King Solomon says in the book of Ecclesiastes that he's striving for wisdom.
所以他想尽办法一直追求追求。
And therefore he pursued for higher wisdom.
在日光之下能够得到的东西啊，他都得到了。
And he has gained everything in this world that any person can gain.
但很可惜啊，他后来得罪了神，离开神。
But unfortunately, in the end, he left God.
所以他说啊，日光之下所有的东西啊，虚空啊，虚空的虚空。
Therefore he said, under the sunlight, everything is vanity.
一个人如果没有了神以后啊，真的你所有的劳碌最后都是归空的，都是零啊。
If a person does not have God in their heart, whatever he does is emptiness.
那保罗就不一样啊，他为着耶稣啊，丢弃万事。
However, Paul was different. He gave up everything for Christ.
但是他说啊，看起来好像没有啊，但是样样都有。
It looks like he had nothing, but he had everything.
所以这是有没有神之间的一种差别了。
And this is a difference between having God and not having God.
啊，当然我们有了主以后啊，我们要为主而活呢。
When we have God in our lives, we should live for Christ.
啊，常常奉献在主耶稣基督的身上啊，我们所做的不会徒然。
If we offer everything on Christ, what we do will not be in vain.
因为我们所侍奉的果效会随着我们。
Because there will be rewards according to what we do. 按照
我们的功夫啊，得赏赐。
There will be rewards from God according to what we do.
我们能够坐在同龄弟兄姊妹的身上，也就是坐在主耶稣基督的身上。
Whatever we do unto brothers and sisters is done unto God.
啊，所以我们要把握机会啊，我们该做的就要做。
Therefore, we should grab hold of opportunity to serve God.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们有穷人常常跟你们在一起，但是你们不常有我。
Jesus said there will often be some people who are poor with you, but I'm not with you often.
啊，玛利亚听了道理以后，她知道说啊，耶稣要离开他们了。
After Mary heard the truth, she knew that Jesus was to depart from them.
所以她把握机会，在主耶稣必定以前呢、啊，就赶快把香膏膏在他的身上。
Therefore, he grabbed hold of the opportunity to anoint Jesus with the perfume.
所以我们也要常常把握机会。
Sometimes we have to grab hold of opportunity as well.
啊、来服侍主、做圣工啊、啊奉献，都要把握机会。
Whether we serve God or offer to God, we should grab hold of the chance.
啊，感谢主，我们早上的道理就讲到这里。
Thank God, our morning sermon ends here.